Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast about the church and for the church. I'm Connor, joined by Mike, and we're excited to get into the podcast with you. It's actually been a while since we've recorded, so we're excited to be back. And today, hope the podcast title drew you in enough. AI therapy, question mark. We are addressing today the question of how should Christians evaluate what's becoming increasingly popular, increasingly accepted maybe, or at least something that's coming onto people's radar, which is the idea of turning to AI through all the different avenues that's available now for counseling, for advice, for even interaction, wanting to maybe start the conversation there, Mike, and then kind of see where things go to and potentially, you know, maybe even talk a little bit more broadly about AI. But could I do this just to read? Someone submitted a question about this. I'm just going to read what they said, and then, Mike, we can just go from there. Is that okay? So the question that came was just something I've been hearing about lately, AI use for counseling, advice, and help with decision-making. People are actually looking to it in more than just a curious interest, and that might make for an interesting podcast topic. So we agree, and here we are. So let me just kick it to you, Mike. When you consider this, you know, this thing that people are doing, what are some of the first ways that your mind responds to that?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways my mind responds. So what I did as Connor was teeing this up is I quickly typed in on my two devices in front of me, my iPad and my iPhone, two phrases, okay? The first phrase is filled with the Spirit. That's what I'm preaching on this Sunday. And by the way, this is not how I do sermon prep, okay? But I just put in filled with the Spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's an AI overview, okay? And it goes on. It talks about, you know, in a religious context, this, that, and the other. And I don't know how familiar you are with the AI overview, but literally anything you put in. Now, on my iPad to my right, menu for family dinner. I just wrote menu for family dinner. And the AI overview gave me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm scrolling down. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 suggestions for a menu for family dinner. And they all have pictures. Wow. From appetizers to dessert. So would you rather have easy fruit salad or homemade vanilla pudding for dessert, Connor?
I'd rather have fruit salad.
Ooh. Okay. Would you rather? How about easy sugar cookies or quick and easy brownies?
Sugar cookies.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and then back up to the appetizers: homemade mozzarella sticks, or homemade French fries, or onion rings, or outrageously good stuffed celery.
Sounds. Sorry, I lost you for a second there.
I lost you on
the
celery.
Stuffed celery. Yeah, maybe celery, I'll take the stuffed celery. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
No, you don't want that.
Sounds pretty
good. You want the onion rings? Come on. Anyway, no, all I can tell you is people are using AI for everything, so it doesn't surprise me. I personally have not used AI as a therapist yet, okay? Have you, by the way?
No.
You haven't?
No, I have never. I've never asked AI for advice.
You've never asked AI for any kind of advice?
I've asked it for information.
Okay, would Siri be considered AI?
Or Alexa? So. Or, I think, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, so you, yeah. So you've done that, though, haven't you? Surely you've done that.
Hey, like, well, I guess if you mean advice, like, can you show me a good restaurant near me or something? Yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, I get
okay.
in my car all the time. I'm like, hey, Siri, closest gas station.
Right.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah, fair.
Directions okay. home. Watch
I
this.
I guess maybe I'm
hey,
guilty
Siri,
of
directions
this.
Home. Yeah. Watch this.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, it's on mute. But Siri just got me directions. I'm 14 minutes away from home.
Right, you now. You were just yeah. making the point that Siri is probably jealous. Sorry. Because, oh, yeah, there she is.
Sorry,
there she
is. I was trying to.
So I think, yeah. you know, probably, I mean, we could have a conversation about if it's
personal
a good thing to have, personal you know, assistant. Your personal assistant yeah. helping you find the nearest gas station.
But what about help what, with your marriage?
What about, yeah, when you say, you know, people saying, hey, my wife, my husband, my partner, my kids are really, you know, bothering me because they're doing this. You know, he keeps forgetting to take the trash out. What should I do? And looking to that AI for input, how do we evaluate that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So so I realize that sometimes someone is going to do that because maybe they're afraid to ask someone the question. Okay. But okay, you asked me originally what was my initial.
Yeah. What was your response? Initial response?
I'm going to get to your question.
Now. Okay. Good.
I am highly suspicious, or I think it's highly suspect, and it makes me ask the question, and everyone's going to think I'm unkind, but do you have any friends?
Yeah.
Okay. So like highly suspect or suspicious, and surely you have some friends. Surely you're not. Now, again, someone might say, no, I'm really lonely and I don't have anyone to ask. Now, that makes me really sad. So I don't want to, you know, make fun of that at all.
Yeah.
I don't want to make light of that or make it trivial, but I don't know. That's my first response.
Yeah.
It really is. What's
yours? Do you have any friends?
What's yours?
Similar. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that it's so impersonal. Yeah.
Yeah. The impersonal aspect. Now there's another aspect that my immediately right before we started, you know, I said, hey, what Bible verses is this going to lead us to? Right. The first Bible verse that came to my mind. Okay. The words came to mind. The address didn't, but it's Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. I think it's good to start like somewhere there, because as we were just quickly prepping for this morning, I told you guys I did like a little search, and I said using AI for therapy or using AI for, you know, advice and decision making, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two hits, I'm not even going to give you the websites because I don't want you to go there.
Mm.
But it's like two first two hits were websites I would consider not biblically based, harmful, and crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're mainstream. So I would just go, ooh, no, don't go there. Because what AI is doing is very quickly, quicker than your mind can think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is giving you suggestions based on AI scouring of the universe that is the internet, you know?
Yeah.
And so literally it just goes, whoa, there it is. But the thing is, it's not scouring with a biblical worldview in mind.
Yeah.
Now, if you did a search and said, you know, biblical, reformed, solid, conservative,
right? Just counsel me like John Piper would counsel me if I explained to him this marriage problem.
Right.
So what, you know, someone says, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving it all these little qualifiers to tell me what kind of, yeah, or I'm giving it a box to speak, yeah, out of. Why would we push against it? You know,
I would say that's not the worst thing in the world.
Okay.
I don't think that's that bad of a thing.
Okay.
Okay. Let me give you an example. If someone did that, and by, yeah, the way, I ask my phone questions all the time. When I'm doing biblical research, even I don't just use my Bible tools. I do lean on AI and the internet to grab things for me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I will fence it very strongly. Like I use Ligonier a lot, so I'll say Ligonier, which was R.C. Sproul's ministry that he started, and I'll say Ligonier, and then like let's say I want to do Filled with the Spirit, and I want to, you know, I've got all these R.C. Sproul books on my shelf, but I want to find it quick.
Yeah.
Filled with the Spirit, Ligonier, or Filled with the Spirit, R.C. Sproul.
And they'll just collate some things. Yeah.
The Siri or AI, whoever's doing it, and the AI overview that's now embedded, I think, in many of our phones,
mm-hmm,
is very happy to lead me to very solid material,
yeah,
as long as I ask correctly.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the point. You had to be really discerning about how you're asking,
right?
Or you could really mess yourself up.
Maybe you do. Maybe you. I'm just trying to think of, you know, what could be a good application. Hey, can you point me to some ACBC or some? Can you point me to some biblical counseling resources to address, you know, anxiety? Because maybe one of your kids is really, mm-hmm, struggling with that, or something like, mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm, or even you yourself are.
Right.
Maybe that's a good way to apply.
Well, for example, yeah, let's just test that out. Like, so I just put in my search box there, ACBC resources for anxiety.
Yeah.
And the AI overview says, for anxiety resources from the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, ACBC, consider their, quote, counseling and anxiety book series, which includes resources like Overcoming Fear, Worry, Anxiety, and Courage, Fighting Fear with Fear. Then it says, here's a more detailed breakdown of ACBC resources for anxiety. You know what I say to that? Praise God.
Mm.
Praise God. Like I can literally, and it gives me a link to click on each one of these things. Now, what it also does at the bottom, and this is where I would say, let's be careful.
Right.
Let's be careful.
Right.
It has the AI overview. It has a more detailed breakdown of ACBC stuff. two options, one by Wayne Mack, who we know, Josh's dad, one by Elise Fitzpatrick, very solid writer, love her writing. Then you got other ACBC resources, articles, biblical counseling. Great. So you got five different websites I can click immediately. But then at the very bottom, general anxiety resources. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I would just say, I'm not going to tell people to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. They're just the general secular ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to. Oh, yeah. Someone else might, but I'm not going
to
do that.
So that's interesting. Even with fencing it to say, give me some ACBC stuff, it's still saying, oh, and in case you're interested,
go here.
Here's some other stuff too. Yeah.
So I do what, use with caution.
I think that is an example that feels more like, oh, like I could imagine somebody doing that, much more so than saying even something like, can you just give me, you know, tell me what I should do from a biblical counseling lens, or like, and I think one of the reasons, go ahead.
Okay. We're going to do this right now.
Yeah.
Watch it. What should I do about my daughter who is on her phone too much? That was not, you know, ripped from my headlines or anything like that.
Right.
AI overview to help your daughter reduce excessive phone use. Establish clear rules and expectations. Model responsible phone habits and encourage alternative activities while also being open to conversations and finding solutions together. Not bad advice. I'm serious.
A lot of times it gives you. Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Establish clear rules and expectations. A family media plan. Setting limits. Designated phone-free zones, homework and responsibilities, consequences, 2, model responsible phone use, 2, 2 subpoints, 3, 4 subpoints under that one, 4, open communication, 4 subpoints. Look, right now we're proving that you could use it in a good way.
Mm.
Now, we're not going to say things in there where it could be used in a very bad way, right? We know people are using the internet for pornography and for immoral things all the time, right? So, but if we're talking about using AI for counseling help, I think we've already proven at least on 2 points, anxiety and helping your kids with phone use, that it's not going to blow it up. It's not going to literally make you, you know, go off of a ledge and completely be like that last question. Nothing about the Bible. I didn't say anything about the Bible.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
The Bible doesn't talk about phone use. Okay.
Right.
It talks about self-control and things like this. So it could be a bridge. I'm going to say, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. What do you think?
So I think in some respect, I feel like I can't speak to how this will impact all of us.
Oh, sure.
Because it's so fresh, right?
But this
would be my biggest, I think, thought. More than the content that it's going to spit at you would be, I guess, my concern about the way that this is changing the way that people are being formed. And actually shortcutting and short-circuiting some of what God is actually intending to do in us, in his people, in terms of that deep work of transformation. So I guess I just think of, you know, like I was thinking of in Ephesians 4 when he talks about being renewed in the spirit of our mind. I can't find the verse right now. Do you remember that, Mike?
Well, yeah. So wait.
Oh, yeah. It's 23.
About, so go ahead. In terms of Ephesians 4. Put off.
Yeah,
22.
And, yeah, 22.
Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. And there, and then it kind of gives you all the things to either put away or put on, and all that.
I was thinking of that and in Romans 12, you know, the idea of, you know, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Those are just two samples among so many verses that make the point that the Holy Spirit is deeply transforming us. And I do feel like AI, you know, if somebody's default is to just always reach to AI, like, oh, let me just see what, you know, chat says about this. Let me just get that input. I would go, okay, I'm cautious because I think that it's short-circuiting what God would want you to do, which is think, you know, and use your brain.
Yeah.
But maybe to recognize, hey, it can be beneficial to listen to that little, you know, amalgamation of different tips about phone use and go, okay, can I kind of process that through the framework of what God's word says and maybe use some of that? And I think it could be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm cautious.
I share the caution as well, but look, here's one. I wouldn't say that someone who's counseling people all the time should always do that. But that is a way you could test some of your ideas, okay? You should think through your action plan for someone that you're trying to counsel.
Yeah.
If you're getting all your advice this way, it would be really weird. Have you ever done this, by the way? We're doing it now, but have you ever done it?
I've
never
what?
Done this. Trying to get advice off this.
No, yeah.
No, you deal with real people.
Okay? Right. That's,
I had a men's group I just came out of a few minutes ago, and we talked about real things in our real lives.
Right.
And how the Bible all intersects and crisscrosses all of that.
Yeah.
And we talked about things. Because, you know, confessing your sins to one another and encouraging one another, those one another's can get circumvented if you're leaning on your devices to give you answers.
Just two thoughts in response. One, I think that that list that you just read, when you prompted it with the question about your daughter being on her phone, I would guess that's probably better, I have air quotes going on, better advice, you know, and more systematic advice than you would get from a lot of people that you might ask that you know. I don't know if you agree with that, Mike.
I agree strongly with you,
I think that you would ask a lot of people a question about that, and they go, oh, well, this or that. But you just got like a systematic, pretty organized response that could give you a pretty complete framework to think about approaching that just from one question.
Yeah.
And still, I'm wary because I would say that that's not the way that God designed. Yeah, it's not the way God designed us to live. You know, it's in relationships and to chew on what people are saying and process it and grow slowly in our framework. Second thing, just quickly, I just saw this. It doesn't actually surprise me that much, but just this, you know, one article was saying in a Turkish study from 2021, more than half of respondents said they would prefer an AI therapist to a human one. So that's just kind of an interesting,
makes me wonder maybe what's going on in Turkey.
Just little,
what's going on in Turkey right now?
But an interesting note of, wow, like people are so depersonalized.
Yeah.
And the, like you talked about friendship at the beginning, that, you know, aspect of people's lives is so diminished.
Oh yeah.
Where they would say, maybe I have friends, but I can't talk to them about these things I'm struggling with. And I'd prefer to just talk to a bot because it's going to not mess with me or something. So what do you think about that?
Those are good thoughts. It makes me think of two things. Okay. Number one, I think like that example, like if I did have a daughter, you know, that was doing this and I needed to do that, it's not a bad little list. Right. And most people will just say, oh, we have a basket. We put them there and, you know, we do that. If I was going to use a list like that, I would go, okay, let's talk about before the list. The heart level relationships, the idols of the heart. I would go to the heart level, you know, all that. But I just had another thought as you were finishing up, and this will be the last thing I'll share, and then you can close it for us. But back in the 1990s, there was a family that came to the former church, the church that you and I both came from, they came to that church and they said, hey, we came to the church because we had been looking for help with our marriage, and we called a national ministry in Colorado, a family ministry, and they gave us really good advice, and they helped us in our marriage. And then they told us we needed to find a local church, and then we started searching.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting because they started with the impersonal, okay? They literally started with, like, probably off of a website or whatever, and got some info from this one ministry, and then they maybe heard some stuff on the radio, whatever it was. Interestingly, their doorway was somewhat impersonal, and God used that, but it led them to personal connection. They didn't stay with that, right? They showed up at a real local church, and then they start doing life with everybody. So,
right. No, that's great. Yeah. I think I know there's plenty more to say, but listeners, hopefully that was helpful to you. Maybe just a few kind of summarizing thoughts, and then I'll bring this in for a landing. But, you know, one I think would be just, Mike, from what we've said, it seems like we're more a fan of the idea of using AI tools to pull resources and to direct us towards something that's helpful rather than interacting with it as if it was a personality.
Yeah,
so I think that's, for sure. I think that's one summarizing thought. And then I think another would just be, you know, that God has designed us for relationships primarily with himself, the relationship with the triune God of worship and of love and obedience, and then relationships with other people. And our world is rejecting that, you know, in a lot of ways. And I think that this whole conversation, you know, is just a reminder of the value of deep friendships, deep conversations, people in your life that you can actually discuss the real things that are going on. and not relegate that to the realm of I need a therapist for that, or maybe an AI therapist. So yeah, Mike, anything else from you before we close?
Love Jesus and do as you please, and interact with people in the church, in your home, talk. And if there's someone listening who feels stuck and feels really alone and feels almost paralyzed with fear or anxiety or any of the things even that we touched on today, I would say this. We're praying for you. We care about you. But please reach out to someone and ask for some help, because people can't always see what's in your heart. Okay, people can't see what's in your heart. And please, please talk to someone, and let it be someone that will give you good, sound biblical advice and be a good friend.
That's great. Well, listeners, thanks so much for your time. Hope that was a good encouragement for you. If you're at Grace Church of Orange, and we know you, we love you, and are so thankful for you, and we'll talk to you next week on the podcast. God bless you, and have a great day.